It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. Acclaimed tap virtuoso and choreographer Savion Glover has been a beloved fixture on New York's Broadway stages for 35 years. With credits that include Bringin' Da Noise, Bringin' Da Funk, and Shuffle Along, hailed by the New York Times as the greatest tap dancer who has ever lived, Glover has also appeared in the films Tap and Spike Lee's Bamboozled, among others. His latest work is a limited run at the Joyce Theater called Lady Five, Savion Glover's Baroque Black Tap Cafe. WNYC's cultural critic Rebecca Carroll sat down with him to talk about it, and she joins us now. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, David.
So tell us about the show.
So it's a bit headier than other work that he's done. It's an ensemble performance that includes several other dancers from his dance group. And it's based on an imagined conversation between Glover and Greg Burge, the late black tap dancer who died from a brain tumor at just 40 years old. And so I love this idea of imagining a conversation with people who have died and who have particular meaning to us as a way to create art. And I was super interested to hear why and how he came to choose Greg Burge. And he talked a lot about growing up in the black tap dancing and choreography community.
Growing up in that community. And Glover, he's been tap dancing since he was, what, 10?
Yeah. And so he grew up around dancers like Burge and choreographers like Michael Peters, who is best known for his work with Michael Jackson. And Glover says part of the conversation he's imagining with Burge is thinking about who he and others who have died would be if they were still here, and how dance itself might be different.
Where would dance be if we still had those kind of energies around? Like if Greg Burge was still here, if people like Michael Peters, it's like if their influence, I believe that their influence was cut short.
For sure.
Once they departed, and then once we became new with, you know, all the technology and stuff like that. So it's like if those cats were here, I think, not to discredit or say anything bad about the dances that we call hip hop dancing or whatever the kids are calling twerking and stuff like that. It's like I think we would be in a different place of understanding our body language if cats like Greg Burge had a chance to influence this generation. If energy like Michael Peters, we're happy for their existence, but if they had a chance to reach the millennials, I think the language and the interpretation would be different.
The idea of dance as a language to be interpreted is very interesting. Did you get more into that?
We sort of did. I mean, he talked about how he hears inanimate things and then interprets them through his tap and movement, which makes sense, but also sounds like a little bit of a magic trick.
I believe that everything could have a sound. Like if a clock can say something, I know how that clock would sound, whether it's a digital clock or the old, you know, London clock. Like, I feel as if I know how that clock would speak. I can interpret the characteristic of it. I am a vessel of energy that has been put here to make people respond, make people cry, make people laugh, make people do things and have outer body experiences. Like, I'm here for that. Yeah. And I acknowledge it.
And that does sound like a magic trick. Now, you mentioned earlier that this new work of his felt headier than some of his earlier work. He famously starred in Spike Lee's satirical comedy about blackface in 2000, which is not exactly light material. Did you talk about that?
We definitely did, because that Bamboozled is a film that that hit such a tone, such a moment in time, and I actually really didn't like it. So, of course, now in the wake of social media, images of blackface are being unearthed, most notably in an image of Virginia Governor Ralph Northam posing in blackface for his high school yearbook. So I really wanted to know from Savion Glover what it felt like to play that role in 2000 and how it might feel different playing that role today given the socio-political climate.
I felt extremely proud to, I don't say reenact, or just to remind a generation of what that is, what the concept is, what the thought is, and how, you know, we can we have the affordability now to be smarter.
Would you take the part today?
Sure. As Mantan in the movie?
Yes.
I would do it, yeah.
And you said you introduced blackface to a generation, and you felt confident that the generation would take it in the spirit with which you were introducing it?
I feel that Spike's, in at his brilliance and how he done it, allowed a generation to better receive it. I don't think it would have been received well if it was just 20 years ago, you know, or maybe 15 years ago. I think the timing of his prediction was key. And that's what got it through.
My concern is that people are not engaging with those images in the way that we think they might be, right? Are we smart? Are we really smarter? Are white people smarter?
I think we are smarter, whatever the culture is. I think if you're talking about a white culture or the white people, I think they are smarter just as we are smarter, but they are smarter. Everything that went on is still going on. It's just more sophisticated. It's smarter.
And is it doing the same amount of damage?
I mean, definitely. I believe so.
And so how do we get out from under that?
You die. You expire.
That's it. Well, that's pretty definitive.
I kind of loved his answer, though, because it wasn't morbid or macabre. It was just real. And also because he's not giving up. He's just calling it what it is and recognizing that we can grow within what it is.
Lady Five at Savion Glover's Baroque Black Tap Cafe is at the Joyce Theater through July 7th. Rebecca Carroll, thank you.
Thank you, David.